Well, Iran's foreign minister warns against entertaining illusions about a military escape out of the Syrian crisis. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Mohammad Javad Zarif said that Tehran and Riyadh face a common threat from terrorists, and their policies should not exclude either side from the region. From Munich, Press TV's Homolisky reports.
A day after the International Syria Support Group, including the US, Russia, Iran, and more than a dozen other countries, agreed to form a task force to ensure humanitarian assistance and a cessation of hostilities within a week, disagreements still remain. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says a major obstacle is some countries in the region believing that terrorists constitute a bargaining chip for them and provide them with short-term advantage. Zarif said Iran is ready to work with everyone, including Saudi Arabia, on a solution that would not dictate conditions for the Syrian people. Press TV asked him about a recent Saudi threat to send ground forces into Syria and reports about the U.S. considering Plan B.
I think what is important for everybody is to focus on a political solution and not on complicating factors, particularly boasting about situations that are more illusions than reality.
The Saudi foreign minister continued to insist that the only solution in Syria had to include the removal of President Bashar al-Assad. EU High Representative Federica Mogherini and Iran's Zarif agreed that Syrians should be allowed to decide their future with their sovereignty intact. Zarif said Tehran and Riyadh face a common threat from Daesh and al-Nusra, and their policies should not exclude either side in the region.
We believe ISIL and Nusra, extremists in general, are as much a threat to our brothers in Saudi Arabia as they are to the rest of the region.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, whose country has also been plagued with terrorism, complained about Turkey sending combat troops to Mosul without Iraqi consent. Iran's foreign minister says the regional crisis will end either with all sides losing or everyone winning if they agree, he says, on the principles of respect for sovereignty, territorial integrity and non-interference. From the Munich Security Conference, I'm Homad Ezgi, reporting for Press TV.